You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The most interesting thing in tech is the increasing ways that technology policy is mixing with nationalism. Yesterday, after border skirmishes in a contested Himalayan region, India banned 59 Chinese apps from Indian app stores. You can no longer download TikTok in India. The reason to do this, the Indian government says, is because the apps pose a threat to national security. They send data, perhaps, to the Chinese government. That is surely true, surely part of the reason, but it is also, of course, just an example of economic and technological retaliation. Then today, in the United States, the head of the FCC labeled Huawei and ZTE as threats to national security. There's long been argument against these and other Chinese companies saying that they have backdoors, they send information to the Chinese government. They should not be part of American telecommunications networks. The FCC's announcement makes it harder for rural areas, for example, to build out their networks using Huawei's tech. So what does this all mean? Well, on the one hand, it shows that nationalist governments trying to make their own way, competing with China, frustrated with China, will take actions because technology policy is a really important part of policy. Technology will get wrapped up in this. On the other hand, it's not surprising. China has banned apps from all kinds of other countries from doing business in China. So what's happening to China is what China has done to the rest of the world for a long time. Ideally, I would like to see American companies, technology companies, doing business in China. I'd like Chinese technology companies doing business in India. It's better for the global economy. It's better for global politics. It means I can get more stuff on my phone. But at this moment, that's not the direction we're heading. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.